Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where in just a little more than a day from now, former President Trump will be arraigned in a Manhattan courtroom. Police are prepared for possible protests. Correspondent Robert Costa says some Republicans are preparing for a future without Trump.
Many Republicans publicly are expressing outrage about the indictment, but privately, there's a lot of political calculation going on, with donors and elected officials wondering if Trump is now increasingly vulnerable in the 2024 Republican race. Some donors told CBS News that they're thinking about recruiting some new names to jump in. One target, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
One Republican hoping to cast themselves as an alternative to Trump is former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. He says on ABC that he is running for president.
And the reason, as I've traveled the country for 6 months, I hear people talk about the leadership of our country, and I'm convinced that people want leaders that appeal to the best of America and not simply appeal to our worst instincts.
Dozens are dead in eight states after an outbreak of severe weather this weekend. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Wynn, Arkansas, with the aftermath of a devastating tornado there.
The only way into Curtis McNally's house is through a blown-out window. A powerful tornado destroyed his home.
We are all hunkered down.
But he survived with his wife, two kids, and mother-in-law by hiding out.
My daughter, we told her to keep her head down, but she don't listen, and she told me she thought we were in heaven with the angels.
She thought it was over.
She thought it was done. For a while, I did too.
An explosion rips through a cafe in St. Petersburg, Russia, killing a blogger known for his support of Russia's military. Correspondent Jerika Duncan has more.
The blast killed a prominent Russian military blogger who was a vocal supporter of Russia's war in Ukraine. At least 25 others were hurt. There's been no claim of responsibility.
Pink slips are coming to the Golden Arches. The Wall Street Journal reports that McDonald's is laying off some corporate workers this week. Employees were told they should work from home through Wednesday so the company can deliver staffing decisions virtually. McDonald's is not saying how many people are being laid off. The chain employs more than 150,000 people globally in corporate roles and at its owned restaurants. On the hardwood,
LSU has captured its very first national championship.
The LSU Tigers beat Iowa in the women's final 102-85 on ABC. It is the first time the LSU women have won a national basketball championship title. Well, the men's title game is Monday night on CBS. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane. Because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The historic arraignment of a former president is a day away in New York City. Correspondent Robert Costa has more on what's in store for Donald Trump.
Former President Trump is expected here Monday ahead of his arraignment on Tuesday, and he does plan to fly back to Florida later Tuesday and speak with reporters at Mar-a-Lago.
Some Republican donors tell CBS News they are looking for alternatives to Trump. And former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells ABC he's it.
I have made a decision, and my decision is I'm going to run for president of the United States.
An outbreak of severe weather over the weekend is blamed for at least 33 deaths in 8 states. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Wynn, Arkansas, where a tornado hit Friday.
Weekend storms dropped more than 50 tornadoes in the South and Midwest. In Wynn, Arkansas, people spent Palm Sunday cleaning up debris after a tornado hammered the small town 100 miles west of Memphis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane. Because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.